From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tony Cox, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. Happy holidays, everyone, or should I say happy harrowing holidays. After all, there are last-minute deadlines at work, travel plans to coordinate, and that gift you just remembered you still have to buy. On top of all of that, there's the anxiety from the disturbing events in the news like the tragic school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and lingering fears of the fiscal cliff. And yet, it is Christmas, a time when we focus on what's good in our lives and on giving to others. So this week, we decided to take one last look at the world of holiday gifts, including gifts that don't come under the tree and new ways to pay for presents. We begin with Marketplace's Queena Kim, who reports that using credit cards and paying cash is so grandma and grandpa.
Google Wallet is an Android app, but I have an iPhone. So before I went holiday shopping, I drove down to Google's campus in Mountain View to borrow an Android. This is Marketplace. I'm here at Google with
Nathan Tyler.
So you got a phone here for me.
This is the Nexus 4. This is our latest Google Experience phone, which we're going to open for you right now.
Nathan Tyler is a spokesman for Google Wallet, and he turns on the phone and clicks on the app.
We've just opened the Google Wallet app. Do you have a Gmail address?
To use the Google Wallet, you need a Gmail account. And you have to input your credit card numbers, which Google stores to the cloud. The Google Wallet also requires a PIN. The process takes about 10 minutes. Oh, it's ready for you. So I just hit done. Cool. Done.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to leave Google's offices and drive down to a 7-Eleven. Buckle up. This is your ride into the future of commerce.
When setting up this interview, Tyler reminded me that it took us thousands of years to go from bartering to cash to credit cards, and we're just at the beginning of this experiment in money. But Google is one of a slew of companies that thinks digital wallets are the future. And to get a glimpse of how it might work, we entered the 7-Eleven.
All right, so what do we have here? Donuts. You're too early for that.
Got to go back to work.
In the end, I got an apple juice and Tyler got candy.
3:46.
All right, 3:46. I open my Google Wallet app and enter my PIN. On the counter was that device you slide your credit card through. I tap the phone on it instead. Requesting transaction, it says, and then there comes a receipt.
All set.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Tyler says ease is one thing, but the real benefit, once the digital wallet catches on, is going to be the deals you get.
The promise of the digital wallet is not that you can pay, but discounts, the digital discounts, that you can collect and save to your wallet.
Instead of clipping all those coupons and having to remember to put them in your wallet, it just shows up.
Yes.
Do you have to go seek out these or do they come to you?
The ones that we have today are featured inside the Google Wallet app.
As we do more and more on our smartphones, it collects more data on us. It knows what we're searching for, what we bought, where we are. And as Google Wallet knows more about us, it can send us deals that are relevant to us. That's the promise anyway. Of course, deals are great when you're doing holiday shopping. So I did mine in tech-savvy San Francisco. If Google Wallet worked anywhere, it'd be here. I'm going to fire up my phone again. There's an option here that says offers. I've got buy any Whopper, get an original Whopper for 55 cents. Nope, that deal's not for me. I'm an In-N-Out girl. All right, so the Gap has something. And what comes up is a page that says 30% off regular item. And then a map with a bunch of gaps. And let's see if there's one near me. In fact, there is, just across the street. The place was packed because everything was already on sale for 30%. I headed to the sock section, where I picked out some designery socks to give as gifts. And then I stood in line at the register. Hey.
Anything else on your list today?
I've got this Google deal. I showed him my Google deal, and he was confused. He said, since everything is already 30% off, the coupon didn't apply. Do you guys take Google Wallet?
I never heard about it.
We do. Is this a Google Wallet?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
Cool. All right, well, I'll take the socks in. I looked for the device where you swipe your credit card, and alongside logos for MasterCard and Visa, there was Google Wallet. When it came time to pay, I tapped my phone on the device. Nothing happened.
It's not working yet, unfortunately.
Oh, but it says Google Wallet right here. All right, then I guess I'll just have to pay the old-fashioned way.
We're not tech-savvy yet, but we will be.
All right, here's my regular credit card.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. That was Marketplace's Queena Kim, who joins us in studio now to answer a few more questions. Hi, Queena.
Hey.
So this didn't work so well every place, did it?
Yeah, it didn't really quite work for me, except for in that 7-Eleven. But to be fair, you know, these are the early days of the digital wallet. It's very much an experiment right now. You got to get the retailers to actually buy into this idea and buy the technology.
I understand why a consumer might want to do this for the convenience of it. Why would a retailer want to do this?
Well, the promise of online retailing as well as mobile retailing is that they can target you specifically. Because they're monitoring everything that we do, it's not that they just know that you're a woman and you're a certain demographic. They might see that you had gone online to buy something from Banana Republic. And then when you're near a Banana Republic, they can shoot you a coupon because they know you're already a fan.
You know, the cynic in me says, that's great, but
do we really need more stuff?
Well, the privacy issues. If they can do that, what else can they do?
I mean, I think right now it's so early that those concerns aren't being raised yet. But yeah, I mean, even in the app, there was that Burger King.
That was very interesting. So were you standing near a Burger King and it just happened to show up because you were there? Or was it you've gone to Burger King before and they knew it?
In the far future, it'll be because they've known I went to Burger King and they'll target me. This wasn't so much targeted. It was location-based. But what I thought of was, like, you know, there's so many concerns about your health and eating fast foods or sodas or whatnot. Like, you know, if I'm the kind of person who buys a lot of this on my wallet, could it be that one day, far into the future, insurance companies are like, oh, you know, she's a little bit of a higher risk?
What about the issue of keeping track of your expenses? One of the things that has happened as we have moved from a cash society to a credit one is that, you know, when the cash is gone, you know you don't have any money. But on your debit card or on one of these virtual wallets, how do you keep up with what you're spending?
Yeah, that's a good question. When we were in that 7-Eleven, you didn't hear it on the tape, but it was so much fun. We just did it again. You know, we just went and bought a bunch of other stuff. It didn't even feel like we were buying anything. It just felt like magic. But I think what Google would say is that they actually have a way to keep track of all your expenses, and you can tally it up. So it's on your phone all the time. And I imagine at some point you could probably sync it to, like, however you keep your personal accounting and whatnot.
So what is this tied to? Is it tied to my checking account, my savings account, a bank of any kind, credit card, what?
No, only your credit card right now. So you just input the credit card information.
One other security concern just popped into my head just now. I lose my phone. You know, somebody steals my phone. Can they just go out and spend my virtual money because they have it and there's no apparent, you know, password or PIN number or anything like that?
There is a PIN, actually.
Oh, there is one.
Yeah. So every time you use the wallet, and they're very strict about this, you have to put in a PIN. You turn off your wallet for a second, you turn it back on. The PIN has to be entered again. And actually, Google would say that unlike losing your wallet where you'd have to call up each credit card company, you can just go online on your computer and delete your credit card from the Google Wallet yourself.
Are there fees associated with it?
Not on the user's end. I don't really know what they're doing on the retailer's end.
You just sign up for this, but you don't have to pay, and they don't charge you when you go out and put it to use.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not making money.
I guess you're right.
They're selling you those ads, and I'm sure, you know, eventually I think the idea is that they'll be making money that way.
Now, you know, there are other companies that are doing something similar to this. Is one company out ahead of the rest of the competition?
Well, the company that's making the biggest splash right now is Square. And they actually are envisioning a time very soon where you don't even have to tap your phone. Your phone just sort of transmits to the cashier that you're there. And then you go up and you order a coffee and they know that it's you, Tony, and then they take the money from your account. So that's a big company out there. I know PayPal, they're trying to get into this, you know, get into the digital space. I think Visa recently also even mentioned something like this. So yeah, it's a very hot space right now.
Marketplace technology reporter Queena Kim. Queena, thank you.
Thank you.